Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Always learning, John.
We're always learning, and this one is keeping everybody awake because it's important. It's important to seniors, and as we've been listening in the last segment, it's important for young people. Before we get to COVID services, Barry, which is very important, I just want you to touch on what a person in the early 60s needs to do, wanting to retire, have the basic financial backup to retire, but is not eligible for Medicare yet. They can't walk out the door and have nothing, God forbid. Where do they look?
Well, first thing they should do is, and I'm not a financial advisor, but do you want to talk to a good financial counselor who can fill you in on all of your fiscal areas? But you people do call our office saying, I'm going to be 65 in a year, 2 years, 3 years, but I'm losing my employment. What are my options? And I will go over them. I'll say, look, if you can get COBRA, and it could be 18 months or up to 36 months in some situations, if you want to do that, that would be one way of continuing your coverage. But COBRA is expensive because COBRA, you pay the entire premium. There's no employer contribution. Plus, they can charge up to an additional 5% for administrative costs. But that is one option to keep your coverage. Okay. The second is to look on the Affordable Care Act Exchange, the New York State of Health that I was talking about.
Right.
NewYorkStateOfHealth.com. And you could look to see if there are plans that you can afford that will cover you until you're 65. If you take the Affordable Care Act Exchange coverage, you lose that when you're 65. You don't lose it, but you lose any premium subsidy. So it becomes very expensive then. So I tell people, if you take that coverage, when you turn 3 months before you turn 65, whether or not you're collecting Social Security or not, you want to make sure that your Medicare is lined up. If you're not collecting Social Security, then you want to apply. You can do it online, or you can call the Social Security office, or you call our office, and I'm going to give you my number once or twice, if I may.
It's absolutely
516-485-3754, and we can walk you through the process. At least part of it, because once you start entering information on the computer with your Social Security number, that becomes private and we lose access to you at that point. Okay. But we could walk you through that process on what to do. But that's something you really need to check in terms of your healthcare situation, your financial situation, what you can afford in premiums, and what your outlook is for your health.
Okay. I mean, I'm a financial advisor, and I work with people on this, and I bring it to their attention because that's a big gap, and that can throw off your future. And so many people, they look at just the dollars coming in, the dollars going out. Nobody pays attention to, I can get sick. I can have a terrible car accident. I can get cancer. I could have a heart attack, and your entire plan is thrown out the window. And people don't realize they need to talk to people. You just can't get everything off the computer. You have to look, a little bit down the road and be careful. And giving Barry a call at 516-485-3754 is not taking care of your financial planning, but you can get questions answered in reference to your health coverage. That's all we're talking about in reference to Barry.
And John, I'm sure you've seen this where somebody calls you with a question and that leads to five other questions.
Oh,
you don't
get
that on a computer, but you do that with the person-to-person conversation.
Right. And then you discover something that could have been catastrophic to them down the road that they didn't pay attention to. It's like, whoa, I didn't know that. The computer's great, but at the same time, you're still interaction with a person, you can never beat it in my mind. That's my, and a second opinion. I'm a believer in a second opinion also. COVID services, which have been so important for so many people.
Okay. First, there's a few things that are new, obviously, and some things that have been around, but have not been utilized that much. COVID testing is covered 100%. If you go to a doctor or an outpatient facility, COVID is, the test is covered 100%, no deductible, no copay. There are some local government facilities that don't normally charge, but I'm talking about if you go to even an urgent care type place, it's covered completely. They'll ask you for your health insurance card. You give them that, your health insurance, and certainly Medicare will cover it 100%. The vaccine is covered by Medicare 100%.
Right. And if it's not Medicare, let's say you're not on Medicare, you're in that 60-year-old category. Right. It's covered by your other insurance, whatever it may be.
That's correct. Right. When you go to get your test, they'll ask you for your ID and for your insurance card. Your insurance can be billed and they will pay it, and you will have no financial obligation. And the good thing, I mean, I had both vaccines and both shots. And when I went back, because I had lost that little ID card that you get, they just asked me for my driver's license. Everything popped up in the system and I was able to get a replacement. Plus New York State has their Excelsior Pass, which you can upload a copy of your ID card that you had the vaccine, and you will get on your phone, a pass that shows that you've been vaccinated. And any place that has that technology, like an airport, you just go in, you show them that, and you're good to go.
You know, Barry, I'm sorry, but one point on that I did that apparently I didn't do right. And I got my second shot back in February, and I proceeded to laminate my card. And I've been since reading that's a bad thing to do, that I've laminated my card, right, because they want to be able to write on the back. So right. How do I get a second card?
You go to where you got your shot. They should have your information.
Okay.
Now, what I would suggest you do instead of laminating the card, take your phone, instead of laminating your ID, take a picture on your cell phone of both sides.
Yeah, I did that.
And that would be your documentation, because you're right. If you laminate the card, they can't update it. Let's say right. You need a booster in a year. So.
Yeah. See, I thought I did the right thing, but then I read no.
Yes. That's why I took a picture of it and I sent, yeah, and my employer asked me, did you get it? Yes. Can we get a copy of it? And I just had the picture. I just emailed it to them.
Okay. Sorry, but
just to jump in there quick, because this is also like a family show every Friday. The difference between Otto and I, Otto laminated his to make sure he had it. I lost mine. No idea. My wife said, are you kidding me? I said, I don't know where it is. I might have even thrown it away. Who knows? I had to go back and get another one. So right.
I had to schlep it to Manhattan to the Javits Center where I got my shots.
Okay.
I got my first shot. I got my shots. So they were able. It took me 5 minutes. It took me an hour to get into Manhattan from Queens. I walked in. There was a long line to get the shot. I walked up to the guard. I said, I need a replacement. He goes, go talk to that person over there. In 5 minutes, I was done.
Right.
That's good to know.
Yeah. So you can get a replacement card by going back to where you got the shot.
Okay.
Right. Now, there's a few other things that I want to talk about. If you're being treated for COVID, all right, your coverage on Medicare would be the same as any other disease. So Medicare will cover that treatment. It's 80% for an outpatient, 20, and your Medigap would cover the balance. In your case, Otto, because the plan you have, you might have a $20 copay, but that would be it. $50 for emergency room if you have Plan N. Plan G, Plan F, covered completely. But Medicare will cover this like they cover any other illness. Including drugs. If you're an inpatient, Medicare covers all those drugs and those therapies. If you're an outpatient, if it's a covered drug, your Part D, your prescription plan, will cover that like they cover other drugs. So, again, if it's a new drug that isn't approved for other uses, you might have to go to the plan and say, look, we need an exception. And in this case, they would normally grant it. because they don't want people walking around with COVID, obviously. And if they can get treated outpatient, it's more effective usually, and it's also a lot cheaper for the insurance company, for Medicare, and for the patient. Okay. So you'd want to do that, but it's covered. Now, there's one or two other things I want to talk about, and these are scams for COVID.
Oh, boy.
I'm hearing more and more of these. There are people who are getting calls by folks either representing themselves as Medicare or insurance companies or treatment centers, and they're saying, give us your Medicare number, give us your or you could give us a credit card number and we can get you the vaccine. We could bump you up on a list for an appointment. We had a lot of people who were getting these calls, and those are scams because Medicare or the county or treatment centers will not call you asking you for information. Like in many other situations, Medicare already knows your Medicare number. They're not going to call you. And to get bumped up on a list, we won't even talk about the ethics of that, but it's just a scam. There's no way to do that. So why pay?
What do they do with your Medicare number when they get it? Like, how is it used?
They bill for services that you're not getting, that no doctor ordered. A lot of times these are fly-by-night companies. They say they have somebody like a retired doctor or get his provider number, and they'll bill for the services using that provider number. And you're not getting these services. And they might be billing for things like expensive wheelchairs or scooters or expensive medical equipment or procedures that you're not getting. So in addition to reviewing your Medicare notices that you get every 3 months, the Medicare summary notice, you want to look to make sure that this is a provider or a doctor you've seen and you got these services. But there are a lot of scams. People call and say, we'll get you bumped up. You can go get a test or you can go get a shot tomorrow. Well, maybe, you know, in most cases, that's not legit. And do you want to bump somebody off a list anyway who's made their appointment 3 weeks ago? That's the ethical part of it.
Right.
But now, and nowadays, they have a lot of places where you can walk in. So it's not necessary. But so many people have so many misconceptions about this that you want to make sure that if somebody's calling you, it should be somebody you know. If it's a stranger. And I know, John, we used to talk about this at your sessions all the time. If you think it's a scam or if it sounds too good to be true, probably is, hang up.
I'm agreeing with you 100%. You know, it's a shame. But, you know, in situations like that, seniors, they pick up the phone. They want to talk to somebody because they're lonely. And right. And then they get roped in because he was a nice young man or a caring woman. And that's it. But nevertheless, we got to take a break already again. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back with Barry Klitzberger.